Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Cherie Leadon. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Gold Bull Resources is focused primarily in Nevada. The company holds a Sandman property that drilling is starting up here pretty much today. That's why we are bringing Cherie on, as well as the Big Bald project also in Nevada. Again, the main focus here being Sandman, especially right now. And we're going to start off by touching on this drill program, this 2022, at least the first half plans here. But Cherie, give us a little background on the drill program from last year, 2021. Seemed like it was a lot more focused on growing existing resources. Well, this 2022 plan, very much new discovery focused. Take us through the transition into this year, please.
Sure. So when we purchased the project from Newmont back in late 2020, the project had about 310,000 ounces. Since then, we've grown it by 60% to 494,000 ounces. And then subsequent to that, our 2021 drill program focused on adding, I'd say, easy ounces where we've got open resources and we know a couple of drill holes will extend our known resources along strike. For example, a highlight of that one was we got 90 meters at 0.6 grams a ton at our Able Knoll, which was well outside our resource. So we're quite confident that the resource is growing in the right direction at those, you know, relatively small oxide resources. I consider that, I guess, low risk, medium reward type drilling. The feedback that we receive from our major shareholders is that they want us to do high risk, high reward drilling, looking for bonanza new targets. So rather than grow our current resources from 500,000 ounces to 1,000,000 ounces, let's look for another sleeper. Let's look for another 3 million ounce discovery and give that a go using our geoscientists and all the data that we've collated in 2021. So that's what 2022 is going to look like. It's going to be a different style of drill program, higher risk for higher reward targets chasing these mother loads.
Cherie, just walk us through how you've vectored in on some of the targets for this drill program using your geophysical surveys, IP surveys, and how that data overlays with some of the groundwork you did.
Yeah, our technical team spent 2021 really collating all the data and collecting more data from a geochemical perspective and also a geophysical perspective. And we're also the first company to integrate all the previous work, because people have been exploring Sandman on and off since the 80s, predominantly in the upper 100 meters. But there was also a lot of value in that data, and no one had collated all that into one database. So we took the various generations from Kennecott, you know, to Newmont to Frontier to everyone in the middle, and we manually data entered that. So now we've got that in a spreadsheet, which can go into 3D software like Leapfrog and GIS. And that's been a hugely powerful tool, because it's really shone a light on where the big gaps are. And it's also highlighted where this very important geological contact is between these two rock types. And then we can see where we've got drill holes, where we don't have drill holes. And we've been able to plan using this 3D software called Leapfrog. Then we've got the other layers, which you mentioned, like the geophysics, in particularly the IP, and also the surface geochem, such as the lag sampling that we've been doing. We've layered all these different data sets, including the 3D drill hole database, to come out with some very compelling and exciting drill targets. So it's accumulation of a lot of work and a lot of geo's time to produce these excellent targets.
So, Cherie, it seems like there are three, maybe four kind of key targets here that you are going after. Some of the drilling below the known resources and some at new targets that I believe haven't been drilled. What other information can you give us about any of these targets to give people a bit more of an understanding here of what you are drilling?
So our four known resources, North Hill, Silica Ridge, Southeast Pediment, and Able Knoll, they're spread over a vast distance, about a 15-kilometer strike. And we're using an advisor named John Wood, who was one of the discoverers of the Sleeper deposit. He essentially discovered Sleeper, multi-million-ounce deposit located about 30 kilometers to the north of Sandman. And we got John to look at our data, and John's like, oh, you've got 15 kilometers of essentially outcropping gold and gold anomalism. It'd be very unusual if there wasn't a massive source, you know, multi-million-ounce source that's leaking all these small deposits that are the known deposits. So we'd really changed our thinking, and the previous explorers were quite focused on stratiform or stratigraphic mineralization, whereas we're more interested in taking a bit of a structural approach. The stratigraphic characteristics are also most certainly going to play a part in where gold deposits. You know, gold likes porous rocks. However, we're really looking at the faults as conduits, and our known deposits are a great place to start, because we're kind of looking for the roots. So where did the gold come from that sourced the known deposits? So that's why we're drilling underneath three of the four deposits. In fact, four of the four deposits will be drilled, just we're not doing southeast pediment in this current round. We believe that looking at this very important geological contact, it's basically between the contact of really old rocks and young rocks. And then the model is that gold travels up along a fault. And then the first place that it congregates is a pressure release zone, which we believe is going to be this contact. And this thinking has been influenced by John Wood, who discovered Sleeper. And I think it makes a lot of sense. It's also the same model that hosts a number of other epithermal deposits in the state of Nevada. So it's not an unusual model. And lucky for us, this geological contact is relatively shallow. It's on average between 200 and 300 meters below the surface. So we're not talking about drilling, you know, 1 kilometer holes. The average end of hole depth is about 300 meters in our program. So when we call it deep holes, it's a lot deeper than was historically drilled at Sandman, but it's certainly not deep, you know, relatively speaking.
Well, Sri, just give us a little more color on that. What were the previous depths of some of the holes that you were doing, let's say, in last year's program compared to these 200 or 300 meter holes? And then what kind of grades, for people maybe not familiar with Sleeper, what kind of grades will you be looking for to prove the thesis that this could be an analog for that nearby deposit?
Sure. So only less than 2% of drill holes at Sandman have gone deeper than 250 meters. And that includes our holes that went deeper than 250 meters last year. Last year, we're also drilling to, I guess, about an average depth of about 200 meters, because most of our focus was on extending the known resources, which tend to be shallow. Most of our current resources are in the top 100 meters. So now we're certainly focused on this contact. And most of the holes in this program are between 200 and 300 meters, with some going up to 400 meters. So we're looking for higher grades in our current oxide resource. So currently the oxide resource is 0.7 grams a ton, and it's amenable to an open pit style target. Whereas we're looking now for higher grade underground targets. And we received a couple of high-grade hits in our first drill program. Like, for example, at Abel Knoll, we got 6 meters at 10 grams a ton. So we'd be looking for those kind of grades amenable to, you know, hypothetical underground-type targets where we can chase these high-grade shoots and go for underground targets. So if I have multiple meters at, you know, circa 10 grams a ton, I'd call that a success and a new discovery, and be very happy to keep chasing that.
So, Sherry, out of this initial drill program here, 18 holes, a little over 4,000 meters, about how many holes are you going to put into each target? Because we do need to understand that this is higher risk, higher reward drilling. So you're not going to have success across the board. It'd be great if you did, but what's it going to take to, in terms of number of holes, to get an understanding of if any of these targets warrant follow-up drilling?
Yeah, sure. So for the 18 holes, we've got about 3 holes planned at our known resources. So 3 holes at North Hill, 3 holes at Silica Ridge, 3 holes at Abel Knoll, and then the rest of them, so about the other half, are exploration holes. We're focused on an area which we've termed Midway, which is located between North Hill and Silica Ridge. And we feel that's a massively underexplored area and highly prospective corridor. And that's really been lit up by a combination of the CSAMT geophysics surveys that we've conducted, in combination with some geochemical lag sampling that the team's been busy working on. We've also got a new prospect north of Abel Knoll, between Abel Knoll and Southeast Pediment. We're putting a few holes into that one because we've got some historical gold hits there and a basement contact which is largely untested. And then we've got a new target that the team have recently found, again based on the geophysics and the geochem, that we're terming Windmill. Windmill is located to the east of Silica Ridge. And it's another really prospective greenfields target where we know we've got a lot of gold in this system based on the known resources, and now we've got these unexplained geochem and geophysical coincident anomalies. And, you know, that's what it's all about, finding new discoveries, and this drill program certainly aimed at testing that. We've got 4,000 metres for 18 holes planned. To be honest, my team actually came up with about double that as high priority drill targets. So this is what I consider phase one. I do believe there'll be a phase two stemming from this, but phase one will certainly give us more colour on what the gold is doing at this geological contact. And from there, we'll be able to vector in our phase two a lot more accurately.
Well, Cherie, it's going to be exciting to follow along with phase one. Hopefully you hit it big on one of those targets. It's exciting that there are some new targets, and it sounds like you've got plenty more to go for a phase two. But let's pivot over real quick to the other project the company has besides Sandman, and that is the Big Balds project. Just for people not familiar with it, give us a quick summary on that target, and will it get any work in 2022?
So Big Balds is located about 90 minutes south of Elko, also in Nevada. It's on the Carlin Trend, and importantly, it's on the junction of two trends, the Bida Trend and the Carlin Trend. It's located about 10 kilometers along strike of Bald Mountain Mine, which is a 5 million ounce operating asset owned by Kinross. And it's just located in a really fertile geological junction, never had a drill hole in it. This one is largely a geophysical target based on gravity and magnetics. We're essentially looking for another Bald Mountain. It's never been drilled because there's cover, what they call pediment cover. So remobilized cover is sitting on top. That's why we can't see any rocks sticking out of the ground. So the only way to really test these geophysical targets is to put a few holes in them and work out whether our anomalies are indeed gold-bearing or not. So it's going to be a much smaller drill program than what we're doing at Sandman, and it's going to be a yes or no type answer at the end of it. Do we have gold anomalism at Big Balds, or is it a barren geophysical target that we've locked onto? So we'll know that after half a dozen drill holes into the Big Balds target, and would love to drill this one immediately after Sandman. We have a rig locked in. I'm just going to depend on what the weather's doing. If we can't drill it immediately after Sandman, then we'll be certainly drilling it in quarter two this year.
So what about cash in the bank then, Cherie, and the budget for at least this initial program at Sandman? Where does company stand?
Sure, we've got about 5.5 million Canadian in the bank, and this drill program is going to cost us around about 2 million Canadian expended over the next 4 to 5 months.
All right, Cherie, we can wrap it up here. I think we have focused a lot on this drill program. It's exciting to get a drill back on the ground, and we will be following up with you as this drill program progresses. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. And again, we'll be following up on the back of some more news. Cherie, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Corey and Chad.